Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chillem. This week on the show, we're celebrating the renowned jazz baritone Billy Eckstein. Eckstein had what one writer has described as a deep blue dream of a voice, and he was a cultural pioneer as well, becoming one of the first black male solo singers to find success singing love songs. Eckstein also led a modernist big band that's become legendary as an incubator for the revolutionary bebop movement of the 1940s. We'll hear some of his notable recordings from the 1940s through the 1960s. It's Mr. B, the great Billy Eckstein, coming up next on Afterglow.
I can only give you love that lasts forever. And a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when the leaves begin to fall and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
Billy Eckstine in 1958 singing Alan Brandt and Bob Hames' That's All from Eckstine's LP Imagination, an album that marked Eckstine's return to a jazz setting after years of making records in a more commercial context. That recording featured West Coast jazz musicians like trumpeter Pete Candoli, saxophonist Bud Shank, and arranger Pete Rugolo. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the life and career of singer Billy Eckstine. Billy Eckstine was a cultural pioneer, a black male singer who established his popularity singing love songs in the segregated world of mid-20th century America. His dapper good looks, majestic baritone, and air of self-respect made him a model for black pride long before the term was coined. His iconic stature inspired a number of nicknames, but the one that stuck was simply Mr. B. Critic Will Friedwald has said he had a voice that was, quote, the perfect instrument to convey the often extreme metaphors of the Great American Songbook, the depth of the ocean, the height of the sky, the distance to the moon. Here is a sound so moving that God must have been working overtime when he created it, end quote. Billy Eckstine was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on July 8, 1914. He was the product of an interracial background, and he grew up in a middle-class setting. He was barely out of his teens when he began to break into the professional world of music in the 1930s. By the end of the decade, he'd been recruited as a vocalist for one of the era's high-profile orchestras, led by pianist Earl Hines. For the rest of his life, Eckstine would draw on songs written during this initial period of his career. But there was one genre that he did not care for, yet would be ceaselessly identified with on the strength of a few hits, the blues. Eckstine once told Metronome magazine, quote, I hate blues. You can't do anything with them. Yet the blues proved to be a mixed blessing, for Eckstine did quite well with them commercially. One of his most popular recordings with the Hines Band was a blues number called Jelly Jelly, co-written by Hines and Eckstine. Let's hear it now. This is Billy Eckstine and Earl Hines Orchestra in 1940 with Jelly Jelly on Afterglow.
It's a downright rotten, low-down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. jelly, jelly, jelly. Jelly stains on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy. It run my mammy stone
Eckstein with the Hoagy Carmichael and Johnny Mercer song Skylark and the original blues number Jelly Jelly, performed there with Earl Hines Orchestra in 1942 and 1940, respectively. Billy Eckstein left the Earl Hines Orchestra in 1943 to form his own big band. This band would later become known as an important incubator for the new jazz that was evolving in the mid-1940s called bebop. Eckstein's orchestra was one of the first large ensembles to feature a modernist edge, and many young players who went on to greater fame passed through its ranks, including Dexter Gordon, Miles Davis, Fats Navarro, and Art Blakey. Although he's remembered today as a singer, Eckstein thought of himself as more of a well-rounded musician. He learned to play trumpet and valve trombone, and took pride in fronting this talented Vanguard group. He had worked with both Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie in the final few months of his time with Earl Hines, so when he broke out on his own, he wanted his own band to have an adventurous sound. At the same time, he continued to croon ballads that built upon the reputation he'd begun to develop with Hines, including one ballad that he wrote called I Want to Talk About You. Let's hear that one now. This is Billy Eckstein with I Want to Talk About You on Afterglow.
Cause my baby put me down. I got the blues cause my baby put me down. I'm gonna grab a train and leave this lonesome town. So blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Maybe you can help me and blow away the blues. Thank you.
Billy Eckstein in 1944 with his so-called legendary big band. That was Blowin' the Blues Away. Dizzy Gillespie was featured there on trumpet, along with tenor saxophonists Mr. Gene Ammons and Mr. Dexter Gordon. Before that, we heard his original ballad, I Want to Talk About You, which would become a standard on the strength of John Coltrane's recording of that song nearly 20 years later. The legendary Billy Eckstein big band proved to be commercially unsustainable. Years later, Eckstein jokingly used an epithet to describe how his orchestra had nearly starved him. Part of the problem stemmed from the poor sound quality of his label's wartime pressings and the challenges that all big bands faced in the period immediately following the end of World War II. But the band's legacy as modernist pioneers endures to this day. We'll hear two more tracks that show both the propulsive and lyrical qualities of the band. This next track in particular features the drumming talents of Art Blakey and a tenor saxophone solo by Gene Ammons. This is Billy Eckstein and his big band with I Love the Rhythm in a Riff on Afterglow.
Rhythm in a riff. When the music jumps, I get a lift. Bob and Libo, blue boop, blue boop, blue boop, blue boop, anything to make it swing. I love the muted trumpet tone. Blend it with a mellow saxophone. Bob and Libo, blue doop, blue doop, blue doop, blue doop, what a lot of kicks it brings. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance. Jump, jump your rhythm with a riff. Any kind of music, it's a lift. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- When that rhythm's in ya, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win ya, make you never think about romance.
Little dream
planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale.
Billy Eckstine with his big band performing Cottage for Sale and I Love the Rhythm in a Riff in 1945. We'll have more from the legendary singer and bandleader Billy Eckstine in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been highlighting the life and career of legendary African-American singer and bandleader Billy Eckstine this hour. After the demise of his pioneering and modernist big band in the late 1940s, Billy Eckstine found great success as a solo singer on the MGM label. He was also frequently rumored to be in consideration for film roles, possibly co-starring with Lena Horne. His idol status was also beginning to grow. He gained a reputation for his well-tailored wardrobe. He once had a battle of the suits with bandleader Duke Ellington while they were sharing a concert stand, and he even marketed a shirt collar called the Mr. B collar. Fan pandemonium often surrounded his appearances, and his young fans were dubbed Billy Soxers, a play on the Bobby Soxers name associated with Frank Sinatra fandom. However, this very idol status phenomenon ended up causing a backlash for Eckstine. Some people became outraged when a photo appeared in a 1950 issue of Life magazine showing a number of white female fans clustered around the singer, one of them clinging to his chest. Although Eckstine continued to enjoy some commercial renown, the negative reaction that ensued showed that America was nowhere near ready for a popular black male singer whose appeal crossed racial lines. But the MGM years were good overall for Eckstine and produced a wealth of stellar recordings, both in ballads featuring strings and in jazzier contexts. We'll hear examples of each in this next set. First up, this is Billy Eckstine in 1950 with the song I Apologize on Afterglow.
If I told a lie,
if I made you cry. When I said goodbye, I'm sorry from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize if I caused you pain. I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane. Believe me, from the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize. Give me back your glance. Give me back romance. Give me one more chance. Forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize.
Within our desert caravan.
Two MGM recordings from singer Billy Eckstine. Just now we heard him in 1948 alongside Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra and the Quartones with Duke Ellington and Juan Tizol's Caravan. Before that, in 1950, with the ballad I Apologize, with arrangements there by Pete Rugolo. Billy Eckstine collaborated on occasion with other singers and bandleaders. One of those collaborations was with singer Sarah Vaughan, whom he helped bring to fame in the 1940s. The two of them recorded an LP of all Irving Berlin songs together in 1957. He also partnered with the Count Basie Orchestra on an album together in 1959. First up in this next set is one of the four tracks he laid down with Woody Herman in 1951 for the MGM label. This is Billy Eckstine and Woody Herman with a lighthearted, bantering meditation on life called Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries on Afterglow.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. You know, Woody, that's cool philosophy. You've got to live it and love it, because when you leave it, you're a long time gone.
You're so right. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Well, B, that's the way I feel about this whole thing.
Woody, I'll go along with that all the way, because there's one thing for sure.
The sweet things in life to you were just loaned.
So how can you lose what you've never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it.
I'd feel so blue.
For the longest while, I'd forget to smile. Then I met you. Now that my
loving you always with a love that's true
always.
When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair.
That's when I'll be there. Refrain, you're a pleasure in pain. Blues, you're the mother of sin. You were born in a dive and weaned on misery. Then you put down some jive and crash society. You can weaken the strong, make the righteous do wrong. When I'm feeling happy, glad, merry, mad, you come along with your trouble and song, making me lonely, sad as can be. Won't you ever get wise? Try some happier guys. Blues, blues. You're a lingering shadow. Blues, can a man ever win? You have made people grieve since old Adam and Eve. Blues, you're the mother. Blues, you're the mother of sin.
Billy Eckstein with Count Basie's big band performing Blues the Mother of Sin from their 1959 album Basie and Eckstein Incorporated. Before that, we heard Eckstein with Sarah Vaughan and the song Always from their 1957 tribute album to Irving Berlin. And starting that set, Eckstein with Woody Herman's band in 1951 with Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Billy Eckstein made an ill-advised stint at RCA in the mid-1950s, where he, like many other vocalists of the big band era, was forced to deal with the advent of rock and roll, resulting in a truly unfortunate single titled Condemned for Life with a Rock and Roll Wife. After this, the singer returned to more jazz-friendly settings, first briefly for the Emercy label, and then later for a successful stint on the Roulette label. Let's hear a track from those Roulette years now. This is a live recording from 1960 in Las Vegas, featured on the LP No Cover, No Minimum. This is Billy Eckstein with Moonlight in Vermont on Afterglow.
Here's a real pretty old standard.
Pennies in a stream, falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see. Trails down a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they zoom down the highway, lighting each bend. People you meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze warbling of the meadowlark. Moonlight in Vermont, you and I, and moonlight in Snowlight in Vermont, you and I, and moonlight in
Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Ah, felicidade. si d'agge come a pluma che il vento va levando per lo ar. Voa tan leve, mas tem a vida breve, precisa que haja vento sem parar. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira. E tudo se acaba na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade como a gota do orvalho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tua pilha depois de levocila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim.
Billy Eckstein in 1963 with the bossa nova tune Felicidade. That recording was made in Rio de Janeiro and was likely one of the first recordings of a bossa nova song by an American singer. Before that, the standard Moonlight in Vermont performed there live in Las Vegas in 1960 from Eckstein's Roulette album No Cover, No Minimum. Billy Eckstein continued performing for the rest of his life, though his recording activities ceased after stints with Motown and other labels in the 1960s and 70s, an era that produced few memorable tracks. He died in 1993 at the age of 78, nearly a year after suffering a stroke on stage. Mr. B was gone, but as a bandleader and singer, his place in jazz history had been firmly established decades before. I'll close out this edition of Afterglow with something from one of his last great albums, titled The Modern Sound of Mr. B, from 1964. It's an album where he teamed up with Quincy Jones, a producer 20 years his junior. Here is Billy Eckstein with Satin Doll on Afterglow.
Cigarette holder which bruised me over her shoulder. She moves me out catting that satin doll. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo, you're flipping. Speaks Latin, that satin doll. She's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give her a chance, but I ain't for romance catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number. Well, you know, doing my rumba with you know, and that my satin cabin,
She's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give her a chance, but I ain't for romance catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number. Well, you know, do in my rumba. Well, you know, air cabin, my satin doll. I cabin, my.
The Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, and Johnny Mercer standard, Satin Doll, performed there by the great Billy Eckstine on his 1964 album, The Modern Sound of Mr. B. And thanks for tuning in to this Mr. B, Billy Eckstine edition of Afterglow. This episode was co-written and co-produced by WFIU's jazz director, David Brent Johnson. The executive producer is John Bailey. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.